This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India's resolve to become a developed nation by 2047 is a focal point of global discussions driven by transformative changes in infrastructure. Mr. Modi was speaking at Durgapur in West Bengal yesterday after laying the foundation stone, inaugurating and dedicating to the nation development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees, marking a significant step towards strengthening the region's infrastructure and economic growth. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, who's on a two-day visit to Telangana, is currently addressing the convocation ceremony at IIT Hyderabad. Let's go over live to the minister's address.
I'm giving this example, friends, to the young friends, because this is the confidence that will drive our country forward. And this is the world in which you are entering out of the secure premises of a college environment. When you get out in the world, yes, there is huge uncertainty, as our chairman said. There is huge change, turmoil going on, geopolitically as well as technologically, economically as well as politically. But the foundational base built by our Prime Minister for you is what's really, really going to hold you good, hold you strong, and your value systems will make you take our country forward, keep you ahead of everybody. Part of the telecom initiative, we set up 100 5G labs so that the students can actually work on the 5G equipment, actually try use cases, and bring out solutions which are not just on paper, but in the actual field.
Later in the day, the minister will review the progress of the railway manufacturing unit being developed at a cost of over 500 crore rupees in Kazipet. Mr. Vaishnav will travel to the unit by train from Hyderabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had laid the foundation stone of the unit in July 2023. The railway minister will also flag off a new train from Hyderabad to Jodhpur at Kachigura railway station this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to freedom fighter Mangal Pandey on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded Mangal Pandey as the country's leading warrior who challenged the British rule. He said that Mangal Pandey's story of courage and valour will continue to be a source of inspiration for the people of the nation. The Department of Posts has announced the rollout of the next generation APT application, marking a major leap forward in the journey towards digital excellence and nation building. The APT application is designed to offer an enhanced user experience, faster service delivery, and a more customer-friendly interface. As part of this transformative initiative, the upgraded system will be implemented at the post offices in Delhi from Monday. The ministry said to enable a seamless and secure transition to this advanced digital platform, a planned downtime has been scheduled on Monday. US President Donald Trump has signed a law to create a regulatory regime for US dollar-pegged cryptocurrencies known as stable coins. The bill, dubbed as the Genius Act, passed the House with strong bipartisan support, 308-222. The law allows major financial institutions to issue their own US dollar-backed stable coins. The US ambassador to Turkey, Tom Barrack, today said that Israel and Syria have agreed to a ceasefire after Israel launched airstrikes on the country, which it claimed were aimed at protecting an Arab religious minority, the Druze community. Clashes between pro-government forces and the Druze have killed scores of people since the fall of Syria's longtime ruler, Bashar al-Assad. In women's cricket, India will lock horns with England on the second ODI of the three-match series at the Lord's Cricket Ground in London. The fixture will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The women in blue are currently leading the three-match series 1-0 after defeating hosts England by 4 wickets in the first ODI in Southampton. The third and final ODI will be played in Chesterley Street on the 22nd of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.